I am illumined. I am uplifted. I am me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I am illumined. I am uplifted. I am me. We have watched the movie Bleep several times now. And the movie is a very busy, busy movie. And as we watch the movie, we have seen it several times now, so the movie and its drama, the movie and its its story are no longer of interest. We begin looking past the movie toward its substance, toward its foundation. And as we look past the movie toward its foundation, we find that all of the provingness, the provingness, the provingness of how the body functions and how the body responds to the activities of the mind, how the body listens to our thoughts and acts upon our thoughts, how the body is a very complex and a very wonderful instrument. And then we hear in that movie that if thoughts can do that to water, what can our thoughts do to us? Now the thoughts were put on the water, and the water outpictured the purity of the thought or the unhappiness of the thought. And it was very graphic and very demonstrative and very interesting. However, what was it that was one of the primary elements of the movie? One of the primary elements of the movie was laughter. That when this person began to laugh at her infirmities, when she began to laugh at herself and with herself, then all of her tension, all of her anxiety, all of her unhappiness went away. Now, if we were to take that movie and we were to take out significant parts of the movie that would be beneficial to us, not necessarily that we become intellectual and aware of all of these fantastic details, but we take the parts of the movie that make us feel that we are worthwhile beings. We take the parts of the movie not where they explain how things don't work, how they work to our disadvantage, but we take those things that show us how our thoughts work to our advantage. And if we were to do that, this movie that was over an hour long would probably be 10 or 15 minutes long, just taking out the salient ideas. And the salient ideas are people who like themselves have great experiences. People who like themselves accomplish happiness in their life. People who mind their own business and keep their mind out of other people's attitudes, we even know that attitude may be a reflection of their own experience, and they enter into happy thoughts and happy thinking and happy being, the illumination of the movie becomes very definite and very able for them to benefit from it. Without that, they're not able to benefit from the blessings because they're so concentrating on the violence, even though the movie wasn't really violent, it was dramatic. And this drama made all of us sit up and pay attention, first time, second time around. But then as we watched it more times, and we stopped watching the drama, We stop watching the exciting activities that take place in the dancing and the music. And we began watching what the movie was really all about. It was really all about our own inner illumination, our own inner awareness, our own inner thought. And life is like this too. When we can discard from life all of the drama, we can call it drama rather than violence. I think that's a much better word. All the drama that seems to make life exciting for a moment, and then we settle down to the hangover of the event being over and our body settling back to normal. And when our body settles back to normal, after the drugs have worn off, after the alcohol has worn off, after the food has worn off, after the excitement has worn off, see, those are all drugs of their own kind. And after these attitudes have worn off, then we sort of sit back, bemused, interested in what's going on, and an illumination floods our being, and it says to us, hey, for me to have this afterglow, this after effect, I don't need the excitement. I don't need to enter into that circumstance, because that circumstance is not what I want. I want this afterglow. And the afterglow is when you let go and you begin to return to your balance. You return to your harmony. You are stepping away from that exciting thrill of the moment and returning to the balance and harmony of who you are. Oh, we still create a lot of exciting moments in traffic, exciting moments of eating at the table, exciting moments of thinking about people, places, and things in our life. And we think that that's our reality. Our instant illumination will reveal to us that our reality is living in the now. Our reality is living in the now after the game is over. After the game's been won, after the event has happened, and we settle back into peace, relaxation, harmony, life, and love. People come to me so often with deep problems in their heart. And the first thing that I do with them is say, okay, don't tell me your problem. Just say to yourself now, peace. I am 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 peace. Now, as you say that, all the anxiety about the problem fades away. As you say, I am peace, all of the worry and concern of what things you must do and how you must act fade away. I often use the Queen of England as an example because she's supposed to be a royal figure and she's supposed to have it all together. So, let's think of her in that way. We may know otherwise, but that doesn't matter. The image that she portrays and the role that she's portraying is supposed to be that. So when the Queen walks into a room, she is an authority figure, and she is peace. She doesn't walk into the room with anger in her heart and with the desire to manipulate the other people, although that may be very definitely what she wants to do, but she doesn't put that image forth. She goes in there with the attitude of peace, with the attitude of self-confidence, with the attitude that she's being herself and having fun. And everyone in that room responds to her attitude about herself. And if there was a frightful discussion on things that were non-beneficial to the realm, her peace and her thought return it to normal. Not by her words, but by her presence, by her nowness. No matter where she goes, she brings that authority, that presence. Now, she's just a woman, and she's just got a title. The king is just a man, and the president, when the president, and everyone stands when the president comes in. My God, what a thing to do. That's just a man. No, it's not. It's a symbol. Whether the president has one name or another name is regardless. Irregardless of what name the president has, he has the title. And the title is, I have this authority, I have this position, and I am this person. And as long as he wears the mantle of president, that's what he has. Now, he may smut the, or he may dirty up the title of president, but he can't dirty up the title of president. He only dirties up the expression of the person who's carrying out that title. And even that, we forgive him because that title is sort of a white Mr. Clean sort of thing. We each are ourselves and have fun, and we carry with us the title of who we are, and people look at us and they see us in the magnificence that we are, and they say, oh, that's him, that's her. Meaning, that's the essence behind that being. What can you say about yourself? What's the essence behind your being? Is the essence behind your being being yourself and having fun? That's the essence behind my being. Being myself and having fun. And when this is my essence, when this is my allness, nothing else matters. Do you feel sad for the beach bum? The street person? Do you feel sad for those who have self-imposed this upon themselves? You say, well, they can't get a job. They can't do this. No, no, no. They don't want to get a job. They don't want to do that. Jobs are there for everyone. You say, well, there's a lot of people who can't get a job. That's right. They may not be able to get a job in the area that they feel that they're worthy of getting, but they can get a job. But they can't live on the little bit of money. No, but they can have self-esteem living on whatever they want. Or maybe they have the self-esteem in being themselves and having fun, in being a beach bum, in being a street person. Maybe they have. Have you ever thought of that? Maybe those, have you ever gone up and talked to one of those people? They're just like you. And when you talk to them, they have the same interests that you do, except they don't feel the responsibility to do anything about this. They have moved themselves out of the fast track, and they have moved themselves into the realm that pleases them. We do not have to become a beach bum or a street person, but we can take their attitude. Take their attitude of knowing that they're being themselves and having fun, whatever they conceive of being themselves is, and whatever they conceive of having fun is. In essence, you and I are doing that right now. But we are saying it is what others want us to do, and therefore it brings tension and it brings unhappiness. When everything we do is because it is what we want to do, being ourselves and having fun, then we have fully realized what our purpose is in life, what our direction is in life, and what our goal is in life that is attainable. Today, Let the instant illumination in you inspire you to be yourself and have fun. Let the instant illumination in you say that everything you do is okay. As long as you chose to do it and you want to do it, it's okay. But it might be against somebody else, then it's not okay, because you say it's not okay. If you are making a judgment about it, then it's not okay. When you don't make a judgment about it, it's okay. When you do all those things that delight you, it's okay. Because in your delight can never come an inharmonious act to another being, unless another being expects you to do what they want you to do, and you don't want to do it. That's always your choice. That's always our choice. Let's let our instant illumination guide us in being ourselves and having fun, and under all circumstances, doing that which delights us, fulfills us, rewards us, and makes us the happiest people in the universe. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.